Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's Independence Day celebrations.
Thousands of people attended Zimbabwe's Independence Day celebrations in Bulawayo today. This was the first time for the country to mark Independence Day outside of Harare since 1980.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa called for peace and unity in the country, noting that Zimbabwe's social and economic problems would be over if all citizens worked together.
Some opposition parties, which have over the years boycotted such events, were invited by the government. Some parties like the Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, were represented by a councillor and a parliamentarian.
Ngiwambe mahlabazulu njani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esiyeneyo namhlanje ke uhlelo lwethu sikhuluma noZibuse. Sewazilwa umdlalo usuku lukaZibuse esibonile khona ngale eBarberfield Stadium enkundleni enkulu koBulawayo. Ngemidlalo kulabantu kade bethakazelela uZibuse. Sibone uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhona ngale ke khuluma ukuthi abantu kumele phela bebambane ukuze ukuthi kube lenkululeko kule Zimbabwe. Sibone njalo kulabanye kade besenza okutshiyeneyo. Abebutho bematsha njengakhona kwabajala ukwenza mavela sokuthi bangene stadium bayenze khonokho ukuthi baveze ubuciko babo kukhonokho-ke ukuthi umsebenzi wabo uqhutshwa njani. Sibone njalo kulabanye akade betshaya ingungu, abanye begida, abanye besenza-ke okuthiyeneyo njengakhonokho okujala ukwenziwa ngesikhathi se-independence. So-ke sibonile njalo-ke eGwanda bekulo mcimbi ofanayo lendaweni ezinye ezithiyeneyo eZimbabwe. Lapho-ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubemelwe khona ama-resident ministers ezabelweni zonke. Siyabona-ke ukuthi kulabanye sibili abathi uZibuse kakho-ke eZimbabwe, but uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lohulumende wakhe bakhahlameza uZulu. Siyakhumbula ukuthi waba lokhetho ngo-2018. Ukhetho lwangikhona-ke lwangani luyahlupha kakhulu, bagcina kwakho kuhanjiswa emthethwandanga. So abantu bathi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wangena esikhundleni ngendlela engayisiyo. So siyakhumbula njalo ukuthi kwaba lokudubulana lokunye okuthize abantu bafa sibili befela ukuthi befuna ukuthi kuphume impumela yokhetho kwaze wahanjiswa-ke e-constitutional court ukuthi kuye lungisa udaba lolu. Kona ngale-ke wakhulunywa ukuthi uMnangagwa nguye onqobileyo kukhetho, kodwa-ke ibandla le-MTC Alliance kwaleso sikhathi elalikhokhelwa nguNelson Chamisa lakuphikisa konke lokhu lisithi kulobo ngundengunde obenziweyo. So-ke sikhuluma nje kuze kube namhlanje abakubandla eliphikisayo Citizens Coalition for Change bangani bakhangela uMongameli njengomuntu ongani wangena esikhundleni ngendlela engayisiyo. Kodwa-ke lamhla-ke imavela sibethume abantu ababili khona ngalo ukhansela lomunye omele ijali lephalamende ukuthi baye emcimbini lo. So singazi ukuthi sebeguqule izenzo kumbe sokuhamba njani, kodwa kuhambe njalo. So kunjalo-ke imavela.
Ayi watiri kuchingamidzai nemufaro pamwe pachirongwa chedu nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro zuva reIndependence kana kuti zuva rekupemberera kuchitonga kuzere. Nhasi taona mabiko aya eIndependence achiitwa iwo kuBulawayo kekutanga kubvira nyika yawana kuchitonga kuzere muna 1980. Taona zvakare pachiitiko apa paine nhumwa dzanga dziri kubva kubato kumapato anopikisa anosanganisira vari muPoland. Taona zvakare vamwe vakadaisa vana vamadhuku vanga variko. Taona muzvare Linda Tsvingirai Masarira velead vanga variko navamonzora veMDCT kana kuti MDC Alliance tavaona variko zvakare. Tikaona zvakare bato reCitizens Coalition for Change richiwana iro richitumira nhumwa mbiri kuchiitiko ichi. Vanga vari kuti ivo pachiitiko chanhasi vatumira ivo nhumwa dzinova idzo kanzura nevamwe vari muparamende. Saka tanga tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zvaitika kumabiko aya eIndependence aitwa kuBulawayo kekutanga. Tazoonawo zvakare paine mitambo yakadai sebhora, tichiona masoja achifora, tikaona police band ichiridza nezvimwewo zvakawanda zvanga zviri kuitika pachiitiko ichi. Tanga tiri kutarisa kuti Independence inorevei, asi kune vamwewo vari kutaura ivo pari zvino hapana chavari kuwanikwa ivo vachipembera sezvo zvinhu zvakaoma munyika. Uyezve tichangobva akuviga chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vaElvis Nyasi vatakaona vachivigwa ipopera kwevhiki rino kubulawayo Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got our first guest, and that is Dr. Simba Mavaza. He is based in UK, so he belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party, and today he's wearing yellow. So I don't know whether that yellow is part of ZANU-PF or he has defected, but I know that he has not defected. Dr. Mavaza, how are you?
I'm fine, Gibbs. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Very interesting, Geb. Very interesting outfit, you know?
I think people have been confused by this abuse of color by the CCC. This is our color. It is on our flag, on our national flag. It is again on our party flag. And the yellow represents the minerals we get in Zimbabwe. So, every Zimbabwean can put on yellow whenever they want to. This has nothing to do with CCC. CCC will try to sew as many colors as possible. But yellow remains an independent color for everybody. We should not be ashamed to put on yellow because it is our color.
It's yes, we understand that. So Independence Day today, Independence celebrations. What's your take on
it? Yes, well, that Zimbabwe marked its 42nd Independence anniversary today, with the president presiding over the national celebrations in Bulawayo, which is the first time since independence. Since the devolution came into practice, the president decided to spread even all the national functions into towns, which means the next year will be in Mashingo, the other year will be in Mutare, so we'll be going in each and every town. It means independence is for every Zimbabwean wherever you are, not necessarily in Harare. Again, you'd find out that all along, we used to have independence celebrations in Harare, but every town would have their celebrations manned by their mayor or by the resident ministers in those areas. But because now we have got this listening president, the people's president, he now wants to go himself again into those towns and officiate over national programs to show that we are a united nation. And we are one country. We don't have rulings done in Harare, and we don't have things done outside Harare only. So we need to understand that. And as you can see, Comrade Mnangagwa said the main event in Bulawayo is a fulfillment of government's decision to decentralize the national celebrations, which are which is quite historic and extraordinary. We are pleased, and we are actually privileged, us, including you guys, to witness Zimbabwe decentralizing functions for the first time in 42 years. But enough about Bulawayo. Let's go to what we expect today. Yes, for the past 42 years, we've had our successes, our struggles, our falls, pitfalls, and we rose. We are a story as Zimbabwe of people who have gone through the storm and out of the storm. We've understood to be peaceful in the moments of storm. Even if our ship is battered, we hold the anchor holds. As a result, you hear the president today talking about unity and unity and unity. And again, we have noticed that today, for the first time, a number of opposition parties joined the president and the people of Zimbabwe in celebrations. We want to applaud these political parties for their maturity. One, it shows that a national event is not a ZANU-PF event. It is for every Zimbabwean. And we are so grateful to have mature politicians like Wamonzora, who had come in person, Comrade Maduku. We have CCC had sent three members of parliament and some few councillors, and Comrade Wende was there. So you see, we have a lot of people who have come for these celebrations from different parties, even some small parties like the lead by Linda Masaira. They came, even one man parties, but they came as well. So in other words, we are saying every walk of our life in Zimbabwe was on its way to the to Bamako Stadium. Mm-hmm. We are grateful for that, and that it shows that we are now a mature country where the opposition and the ruling party come together for one reason only, the reason of celebrating our freedom, our independence, and our breaking free from the colonial powers.
Yes, marvelous. Can you chip in there? Maybe.
Dr. Malaza, Dr. Kwaita Dips, I want Natona Maka, Pika Yellow, Sway Independent. We as the Dokunga, Amenu, Chokora, Tamuz, Awe, Rachawi, or what you want to Independence, you know, really, Tichuana, Natona, it's beautiful for Kulawai.
But we have to get independent celebration of Blawan. Godero ya chenda kumashiko, tuenda kugweru, tuenda kukufamutare. Tichingo, neku bindura, tichingo enda kuna sena siyana. Chiko nzero, ndiche kuti, independence haisi, haina kuruirwa, nebato limwe cheche, yaka ruirwa, newa na vye sewe Zimbabwe. Saka wamuna nga kwa rugeta kutiratiza, kuti no, iwene ni tine basa, tineche kuita, mukatime Zimbabwe. Zwara nasa, risi zware mabato, risi zware kukambena, arizware kupopotera nekutuka vanhu izware kutaura kuti ngatifare ino kuti akasununguka uye zvakatsanangura mavhu kuti ruvara rufumburwa rakapfeka uru ruri paflag yedu yeZimbabwe runoratidza kuti zvicherwa zvemunyika yedu zvinoita goridhe saka toti ruvara rwegoridhe ruri pa mureza wedu zvakare weZANU-PF uyezve tatichitikuzivise kuti ruvara uru vetri kusiva vakaedza kuruba asi havakwanisi kurutora because ndirwe munhu wese weZimbabwe arikuda kushandisa saka vakapfeka ruvara rwako rwakaita serupfumbu seurwu hausi kuti uri munhu weTriple C uri ngori munhu weZimbabwe anoziva kuti akagara tichiona ruvara rwakadai so kubva kare nakare kana muchida kuona pahuro papresidendi Mnangagwa pakanyanya kuoneka nekuda kweruvara runenge ruri paruchira rwakaiswa muhuro mumutungamiriri wenyika pepedzisira ndoda kuti timboti patiri kupemberera makore makumi mana nemairi ekuzvitonga muZimbabwe purezidendi wedu vataura kuti ngatisaitei kuti tipatsanuse vanhu asi ngatidzidzei kubatana kana kuva vanhu vari pamwe chete vanorwira nyika yavo tisaite vanhu vanoti kana vachinge vaenda kunze kwenyika uko vatange kuparadzira mashoko ekutukirira nekushoresa nyika yeZimbabwe zuva renhasi rakaratidza kuti seZimbabwe ngatibatane pamwe chete ngatikanganwei hondo dzedu pazuva ranhasi tibatane sevana vemunhu mumwe chete vaZimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Before we go to Mr. Sokola, let's take Bongi. Bongi, Ujan.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I was just cool. I was just doing a good voice on Bona German.
Hey, Mina, in Quebe, Botana Manche, we have running. So, yeah, I was with an Sanjay Lagas voice. I, in Jabuli, and Juti Lagas voice, and you're ranking at in this name. Tell and Juti Lagas voice in writing.
Singatona ngobona kwakho ubona ngani ukukhululekile yini kweZimbabwe kumbe akula nkululeko kume njani?
Heyi, sihloko kwenkululeko singakulandela kakhulu. Angeke sikukwanise so kumele sikwenzeke ukuthi sibambane nje sonke nini. Ukuze kube lenkululeko eZimbabwe kumele sibambane singaxekelani phansi.
Ye, khuluma la ngesona uyasikwanisa isona nxa ufisa ungene kunapho ngizwe ngani kumbe ukukhulumiswana.
Angisazi sishona nyasizwa angisazi.
Yes, so ke manje wena ubona kwakho kwini okwakwenziwa kuqinise eBotswana kodwa kulozibuze kweZimbabwe. Ngokubona
kwakungela msebenzi ngahamba sibile esikolweni anzange ngaphumelela kahle kuform 4 ngabona ukuthi ingcono ngezidingela umsebenzi kwele Botswana.
Yes, singathi usebenza umsebenzi obuhlungu kanganani usebenza umsebenzi onjani nangabatshela sithi bezwe esilabo khonapho msebenzi olawo njalo kuhlupha kanganani uyafisa njalo ukuthi ubuyele kweZimbabwe yini?
Yebo mpela ngiyafisa ukuthi ngibuyele kwele Zimbabwe. Umsebenzi ongisebenzayo ngisebenza ezindlini, ngisebenza ama-India. Yeyi, ngiyasebenza sibili, ngisebenza ngingena ngo-8 ekuseni, ngishayise ngo-5 ntambama, ngiphinde ngibuyele futhi ngo-8 ntambama. Hayi, kunzima sibili ngoba lokuthuka uyakuthuka lasemsebenzini ongikhona. Kodwa uyabungela plani, le mali yakuyihola yabincane. So uyabungela ukuthi uzoyenzani ngoba abantwana baba befuna ukudla ekhaya.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khonapho ntombi endala ungayikhatshana. Mr. Tsokola, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Makadi Muri ya Zimbabwe yakateelera.
No, very well. Today we've got so many yellows. I should have turned my yellow as well. So, Tsokola, your ugly has got a yellow color today.
I just like that we have managed to yellowize Muzukuru Wangu. Dr. Mabaza is now yellowized completely, and it's very good. Welcome, Dr. Mabaza. Welcome to the yellow family.
Yeah, so give us your take about independence celebrations.
Yes, I will answer a question that you haven't answered, that Triple C attended the independence celebrations in Bulawayo today. I think we have always said that President Chamisa is the grandfather in the house, is the father in the country. He has always been trying to reach out to ZANU-PF, to Emmerson Mnangagwa. You remember at one time he even wrote a letter that they be over the issues that are bedeviling our country. And that letter was never responded to. But when you hear ZANU-PF everywhere, they'll be saying President Chamisa is the one who is refusing dialogue in Zimbabwe. But look here what has happened. Triple C leadership, our organizing secretary, Vachibaya, and the secretary general, S.G. Wende, attended the celebrations in Bulawayo, of course, at the request of President Chamisa. That just shows that it's a message to Zimbabweans that as Triple C, we value what our liberators did, our forefathers and our foremothers. We value what the likes of Josiah Magamatongo Gara, Lookout Masuku, Dr. Mukabu Kongomo, and many others who died, who sacrificed for this struggle. That cannot be taken away. We appreciate what those people did. But of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are saying we are independent. Zimbabwe is not yet Uhuru. We continue to fight. That's why you heard President Chamisa talking about the fourth Chimurenga. We now need to ensure that we begin to realize the fruits of what the likes of Tongo Gara died for. We need to get the land to the people. We need to ensure that Zimbabweans are economically free and they've got jobs. You see, you heard what my sister in Botswana was talking about, what she is going through. She is echoing the sentiments of millions others that are in the diaspora. We are not supposed to be in the diaspora if Zimbabwe is truly independent. We are suffering here. We are living as slaves. Our dignity has been stripped away from us. You saw how Elvis died in South Africa. That's not an indication of a nation that is independent. So we are not yet fully independent, and the fourth Chimurenga will be completed in 2023 when President Chamisa comes into power. But I think the nation of Zimbabwe, the people of Zimbabwe, including ZANU-PF itself, should be so happy and excited by what Triple C did today, that they attended the independence celebrations. It shows maturity. It shows that we agree with the people of Zimbabwe that Zimbabwe was freed and that people died. Blood was taken away. Blood was shed for this country. But like I said, we do not agree with the way things have turned out. I think Dr. Mukabu Kongomo is turning in his grave that this is what he fought for, that this is the Zimbabwe that he fought for, together with Josiah Magamatongo Gara and many others. They must be very angry in their graves that this is what they died for, because it's not the Zimbabwe that they fought for.
Thank you very much. We also have Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Marvelous. Quiet. Then we go to Wongi. Quiet. Yes, Marvelous. Can you hear me? Yes,
please. Zvakanga vari kumboita patai makore apfuura apo vaiti ivo havawanikwe vachirecognize mutungamiri wenyika vachinja here machinja here.
It's not recognizing. It's not recognizing. This is we have done this before. Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai used to attend some of these celebrations, and you also recognize that President Chamisa himself once attended an independent celebration at the National Sports Stadium. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we agree and we recognize Emmerson Mnangagwa as the president. We are there, we were there to celebrate the nation's independence. It really doesn't have anything to do with the leadership of Emmerson Mnangagwa. We have our differences, and we have put them out there, but if it is a national day, it is a national day. We go and celebrate those that died for this struggle, those that shed blood for this struggle. We cannot ignore that.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's go to Uba Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Baba Ncube, sa umgelo kelewa.
Siyabonga njani.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba. So akutsho ukuthi unibona njani uzibuse eZimbabwe.
Uzibuse eZimbabwe asilaye. Asilaye uzibuse asilayo inkululeko abantu abangabe belenkululeko lozibuse ngabezani ukuze uzize ukhululekile uba yizani njalo ube yizani elesikhundla kodwa ke labo vele kabakhululeka ngokuya ngapi ngoba abakukhulumayo kumele baqale balalele ukuthi khona abakhulu babo bafuna ukuthi bathi so ke kuyize ukuthi kukhulunywe ngenkululeko ikakhulu kwelakithi eMathebeleni leMidlands yikho lapho kuthe khona nxa kuphuma uSmith evulala abantu obekunganeno-ke kube sokungena-ke kuthiwa kulozibuse kusuka lapho kubulawa abantu bakithi bayaqedwa so-ke mina vele nxa kukhunywa kuthiwa kule ndipendezi umbe kuthiwa kulo mcimbi okhona kuyabe kungumcimbi owezanu kimi kufika engqondweni ukuthi ngikhumbule ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo singabantwana abancane esaba exposed kuko so-ke ngaleyo ndlela angeke umuntu okhuluma ngendependence langokukhululeka ngumuntu oklolodayo ozositshengisa ukuthi yena uyakholisa uyagiya uyaqolotsha thina sisidla ingqoqo zomlomo sibulewe umnotho wakithi ungekho imfundo ingekho ngendaba yenkululeko yaleyo kwathiwa yinkululeko kodwa kuyinkululeko mphumphulu siyabona
yes so akufani ngesikhiwa khonokho wakhuluma ngakho
yes to me and a lot of people from Matebele when you talk about independence it's a joke because there is no independence there is no freedom that is there in Zimbabwe you have got to be ZANU PF for you to feel some semblance of being free you have got to be ZANU PF it's either you are an official, but it doesn't also guarantee that you are fully free. You are only free in the eyes of the world, just pretending. So for us, it is an insult for anyone to say they are celebrating, dancing Kongonya, saying that there is freedom. Because if there was freedom, we would genuinely be free, and we wouldn't be scattered all over the world. We would be in our country. So when we see people that are saying they celebrate independence, it is an insult to us for anyone to claim that there is celebration of independence. When you come to Papa Fields there, you are reminding us of those rallies that were actually steering violence in my Matebele land, where people were being killed after independence. And the killings were even worse than... Before independence. Some of us, we were young, but we could discern what was happening. So this month, when it comes, for us, it's a month of weeping, a month of remembering our subjugation, exploitation, slavery, as it were. Thank you.
Yes, I was a good guy, Mama Ubongi. Ubongi, we have a Kuluma. The Ulavanya independence is Katasi Kakulu, Zimbabwe, we have a independence, one of Ulalu. When Okunapo gave us honor, now we are shooting one in Mani to Zuka Mega. So when Wunanjan Utin Kuza Hambajan, Uze when Uti, so when independence for Zimbabwe. Gena Kunapo Wongi, we posted a Kuma.
Hey, mina kuzani bwana ukuthi kusokule independence eZimbabwe.
Mhm.
Iuthi sibone lati mina ngihlala eplan. Sibone lati ngapha sisuke lapha lati sesigithi ngapha eZimbabwe. So kulokuthula, sokule nisebenzi, so sesikwazi nje lati kuba free nje elizweni lethu. Sesikwazi ukuthi ngangcono ngibe ngizoba ngumade eZimbabwe hayi la elizweni labanye abantu. Kuzi lapho uyabubizwa ngamabizo ngamagama amanye angayisiwo ene uthathelwa phansi impela ukuthi ayi umuntu mayefuna ukukubhadala imali singakubhadala noma 100 kula mayefuna umsebenzi lesibili kodwa ke ngoba asila plan siyayithatha le 100 kula ngoba abantwana bafuna ukudla asila plan
yes siloba bezano lapha akumtshele sibili ukuthi kuyini okwakwenza ukugcina usuke eBotswana nguhulumende ongenza ukuthi ube le misebenzi kumbe wagcina wazihambela nje akumtsheli silaye lapho bavuma bazi qhubeka mama
mina ngasuka ngisiza ngapha eBotswana ngoba uhulumende wethu engenandaba nathi akalandaba nathi yena vele angazi ukuthi indaba engelandaba lathi but ngasuka nje ngaze eBotswana ngoba engelandaba nathi akula misebenzi akula lutho nje elizweni lethu alukho lutho olukhona so ukusuka kwami ngapho ukuthi ngibuye ngapha ngizozabalaza lami zabalazela abantwana kwakungela ukuthi ngizothini because abantwana bazifuna ukudla
mhm yeah so siyakuzwa kakhulu bamba khonapho uthi ngiyekubaba uMabaza angahambi kwabanye ubambe khonapho Bongi ungakashada so Dr. Mabaza ke for the lady Bongi who says she left Zimbabwe because of the bad economic situation and is now working in Botswana, where she's a domestic worker. She says it would rather be better for her to be in Zimbabwe working as a domestic worker than in Botswana, because there, you know, they are being treated like slaves, you know, literally. So she says it's because the government isn't doing much back in Zimbabwe to transform the economy. So speak about that. I'll give you a minute. Then we go to Mr. Bongani Dube. So, Dr. Mabaza, right, sir.
Thank you. Really, I understand Bongi's predicament, but she explained to you that she did not do very well in her O-levels, and that is the reason why she decided to go to Botswana, because she could not get a job, which was...
But her explanation is, since she didn't do well, she was going to be a better domestic worker in Zimbabwe, like being a domestic worker in Botswana, because the government isn't doing much to transform the economy, so that Mr. Mabaza can hire domestic workers.
No, I need you to understand what the president said today. I can quote word to word. He said, "Let us not grow tired, but keep marching forward with joy and great optimism, determination, zeal, and focus on unity, peace, and freedom." He says the good times, they lie ahead of us. Yes, the 42 years we've had, it was a journey which had its own difficult times, including sanctions and other things. Zimbabwe has been really battered by a number of economic problems. We cannot say that our economy is the best. No, it's not. We cannot stand up here and say everybody in Zimbabwe is happy economically. No, we are not. But we are peaceful, and we have got peace in the country. Yes, the problems have been there, but it is wrong to say the government has not been helping. The government has been helping. The government has been trying. We've got so many jobs now coming up, and the more economic production which is required in Zimbabwe, we are seeing it now. And the government has remained unwavering in its commitment to create opportunities in agriculture, in mining, manufacturing, tourism, and infrastructures, healthcare, education, science. And we can say the list is long. And as Zimbabweans at home and abroad, we should not be scared to come back home and start something. We don't only have to be employed. We have to employ ourselves. We have to create our self-employment. Zimbabwe is we are hoping this year to have at least adequate grain harvest, despite the rains which came late. And once we've got those grain, the harvest is adequate. We do not have suffering, we do not have that hunger which other countries suffer from. So yes, we are not happy abroad where people are. We rather be home. Those home is best. But it is not the reason of our party. It is the reason of the parties which are secretary, but I can tell you best, those who have been asking for sanctions, those who have been putting Zimbabwe into a collision with the economy, those who have been putting the government into a bad name, not because it is bad, but because they've got people who are fighting the goodness of the country. But our saying from the beginning, today is our Independence Day, not to talk about the individual political parties. And again, we are free. It is wrong. Let me answer this one before you take the mic from me. It is wrong for Nube to say that you are not free unless you are ZANU-PF. It is a short-mindedness. He has a very short mind and he has to be held. You are free because you are Zimbabwean. You don't have to be ZANU-PF to be free. You have to be Zimbabwean to be free. There are very rich people in Zimbabwe who are not ZANU-PF. There are very free people in Zimbabwe who are not ZANU-PF. So being ZANU-PF does not mean you are free. Being ZANU-PF, it means you know the best party to support. But you have to work towards a better life for yourself. Don't wait for the government to come and work for you. It's not the duty of the government to work for you. It's you who should work for the government.
Thank you very much. What is Mr. Ubaba Ubohan Dube? Babu Dube is a home of Kelo. What is Kaka Lawe?
Siyabonga babu Dube nje bengenele ukuzolalela kodwa senza phosa amabili amathathu.
Yeah, phosa
babu. Mina ngizakhuluma ngoZibuse. UZibuse asinaye and two into engizayisho ma abantu bethi khona uZibuse ngwabo kuZANU-PF. Ubaba engayali engazathi short minded. So ba right kakhulu ma besitho njalo because thina lapho esiphuma khona uZibuse asikamtholi. Now, Mr. Duba, I've got 48 years now. Angazi ngisebenze mina eZimbabwe, ngiyazi i-payslip. Now, uma engabuyela sendle 50 years noma ikhampani engangiqhatha yiphi. And two, kungathathwanga ukuthi khona sithi lizwe le 42 years. Then kube sokuzothathwa kuthiwa njengoba umnankagwe sengenile. Sokuthathwa ngathi kuthiwa ngu-phase 2. Lokho kufana nje ekuqaleni noma engenile bengaqathi ngakho. Ukuthi bona behlulekile abantu bagcwele indawo zonke ungathi umuntu ukhululekile bayigcwele indawo zonke singaphumanga elizweni ngani abantwana bethu abafundanga baningi abantu abafundisa abantwana ezikolo baningi abantu abafundisa abantwana ezikolo abantu laba bengafundanga bona ngokwabo kuqala kodwa befisa ukuthi abantu babo bebe ngcono kulaleso simo bona abayiso sona so uma besithi uZibuse abanayo umqondo wabo awukho shoti babo lokuzena sikuthi umqondo wabo umfishane muntu umqondo wabo bakhuluma ngento abayibonayo bakhuluma ngiyafisa ukuthi bona abaholi bezanu-PF ngani bangena ku community bebona ukuthi community yona iphila njani ihlupheke okungakanani but bona bakhuluma besemahofisini abakwazi ukuthi uhamba kanjani le lokuzena independence nale yade beyiselebrate bathethe imali banikana ku-catering banikana kudekho banikana ngapi banikana akula ukuthi khona babefika njengokuthi isizalwane seZimbabwe umuntu lo uyenza kahle akula umuntu abamnikezayo ukuthi khona thatha le into njengoba usenza kahle ukuthi wena ukuphi kuyiphi iphathi awusebenzi imali idliwa yibo ukuthi mina njengesizalwane sakhona phana angeke lokuze ngiyakhuluma ngimele abantu abangasebenziyo vele kunzima kakhulu impilo yalaphana asikhululekanga sizosabaleka emakhaya siyafa emazweni siphila kabuhlungu emazweni sibhataliswa irent siyasebenza imali yangikhona iphelele erentini uthole i-R200 uyihambise ebantwaneni ukuthi besurvive kubuhlungu kakhulu babuDube asikhululekanga noma engathi siyakuhlanganisa ama-issues kodwa kugcina kuchaphazele kokunye because kwini ukukhululeka kodwa ngani sikhuluma ngokuthi sikhululekile ngani bonke abantu basebenza ekhaya ngani bonke abantu bayajabula basekhaya ngama-holiday mina ngitshola ukuthi ndezihlobo engazigcinayo I think le 15 years engakaze ngizibone engakaze ngidlala ikhisimusi lazo so uyabona into enjengayenaleyo ungathi ngikhululekile kodwa ngiyafisa ukuthi kube njalo ma ngisiya gizo, which means SIT ne one kuyama. So ukuthi kona kona abantu sesikhuluma iqiniso dube like abantu bemathebeleland abantu abakhululekanga bona abavume nxa yabona ma umuntu yokusola babudube ukhuluma ngokuthi lungisa iphutha manje wena ungayenza inkani uthi khona khona ulungisa iphutha ukuthi wena afuna ukugxekwa wena uyenza lokho wena okwenzayo ngiyabonga babudube
yes baba kakhulu ke wathi sizwe udube ukuthi uthini singayi ku utonda sokora So Mr. Nube, you heard them, Mr. Bawaza, saying, maybe you've got a short memory. Can you respond there, then we go to Mr. Tawanda
Sokora? Yes, that actually shows the insensitivity that Mabaza and his organization are having. Because this is what he tells us and everyone, that we do not have independence. We do not have freedom. We have got people who will lie until they believe their lies to be true. Dr. Mabaza knows very much that he is misrepresenting facts. He should allow us to say what we have experienced in Zimbabwe and what we are continuing to experience today. Right now, in his right mind, he wants to believe that there is a new dispensation in Zimbabwe. That is a hoax. It's not. We are having people that were there in 1980. So we cannot be fooled to think that when Mabaza is just saying his romantic story from Shakespeare's fairy tale, he brings it here. He wants people to believe that. We are suffering. That is a fact. We experience that. That is a fact. And to say that somebody failed the O-levels, how many people are having those O-levels? A levels, diplomas, degrees, etc. Even people that are having doctorates, like Dr. Mabaza, what are they doing? We are having those people in Kai. People that are having master's degrees, they cannot work. And you cannot tell everyone that they should be a business person. Where does that happen? People have got various skills where they should be. People like Mabaza, they are working. And these politicians are at work, they are earning a salary. But they are busy telling other people to do business. That is misplaced. It shows the lack of foresight that is in these people. He should be the one, first person, to admit that things are not right in the country. With or without sanctions, there is nothing that is happening. Smith had sanctions. We even had the AVM parts being manufactured in Zimbabwe during Smith's time. What are they doing today? The things they are things about the command, what command agriculture, command nonsense, things that don't work. So we cannot be listening to somebody trying to fool us. The Buhle is suffering in Botswana. I feel pity for her. I'm in her situation as well. We need the responsible leaders. Leaders that will listen to people to say, we are stuck. We don't have the brain. What can be done? There is lots of people in Zimbabwe who can change that country. We are having people who don't have a clue. Mabaza and the company, they are just calling themselves doctors. I don't know what kind of doctors. Doctors that listen to owls during the night, hooting omens that are not useful to anyone. We don't need that. We don't have independence in Zimbabwe. Even those that were dancing Kongoni, they are just dancing wasting time. They should be sitting down to say we need a development planning. People that understand the development, not people that just went to the war. If you carry a gun, then you become somebody to be our service. It doesn't work.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Marvelous.
I want to say simple. Apotanga tukuz gomnyari kani vedu varkutiwo varkutsa manisha chao bana doctor Mabaza nekutiwa vasumiza na nasho. Asi regeti imbonzwa kubva kuna Sadile Dewa we Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. Anga arikuda kupinda muchirongwa apa tinetwork yekuzimbabwe aisikuita zvakanaka saka regeti inzwe zvaarikutaurawo pamusoro penyaya yezuva ranhasi.
Zuva reIndependence Kwatiri, the organization inoshanda nemadzimai ada kupinda maleadership positions. Izuva rakatikoshera rinotipa nguva yekukudza nekucelebrata madzimai vechidiki nevanasikana vakazvipira kuenda kunorwisa hondo vachirwira hondo yechimurenga zvinhu zvanga zvisina kupfava kuti vechidiki vanosiya chikoro vakadzi vanosiya dzimba vachienda kunobatsirana nevarume vachirwira hondo yerusununguko asi takatarisa izvezvi 42 years later zvinhu zvizhinji zvakarwirwa nemadzimai aya zvisati zvazadziswa sezvamuri kungoona madzimai Zimbabwe yese anongobata zvinzvimbo zveleadership zvakaita sekuita macouncillors maMPs maschool development committees mayouth center committees nyika yese tingori pa15% izvo zvinopikisana nezvinotaurwa neconstitution handifunge kuti vasikana nemadzimai akaenda kuhondo akarwira kuti vanhu vazvarire mumba kuti vana vakure vasina zvitupa vasina mabirth certificate vanoda kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika madzimai achirohwa achishungurudzwa achibatwa zvibharo hatifunge kuti ndizvo zvakarwira vana vezimbabwe so tinoramba chingoshuvira kuti zvakarwirwa nemadzimai nevasikana muhondo yechimurenga zviwanikwe zvichiiswa pamberi zvichisusukidzwa kuti tese tizofarawo Tavile Dewa, Executive Director of Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, Walpe.
Yeah, thank you for that, marvelous. So let's go to Mr. Tawanda Sokora. So Mr. Sokora, I think you've heard Mr. Mavasa saying the government is trying its best, you know, to transform the economy and make Zimbabwe better than what it is today. So what's your take on that? Mr. Sokora?
I think it's an embarrassment to ZANU that their mouth comes and claims that the situation is better in Zimbabwe, that Emmerson Mnangagwa is getting jobs in Zimbabwe. That's to the contrary. There is no job that Emmerson Mnangagwa has created. When he came in, you heard him crying out loud, jobs, 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 jobs. But we have not seen any job that is created by the NPF government. In fact, we've seen more companies moving away from Zimbabwe, and more companies being closed down, leaving hundreds of thousands, you know, jobs in Zimbabwe. If you look at the statistics, the numbers do not lie on Google. You know, you see that 85% of Zimbabweans are not employed today. It means that only 15% those who are in civil service, and those that are in there, including doctors, nurses, they are underpaid and overweight. You see a doctor as little as 300. We have seen that if you benchmark that against what other SADC countries are paying their doctors, health workers, it becomes a shame that we even that a salary to someone who is trained for 7 years. So Dr. Mavasa to come here and even try and say that the situation is better in Zimbabwe is an embarrassment, not an insult to the 5 million Zimbabweans that are outside the country. If there was any form of jobs in Zimbabwe, we'd be having 5 Zimbabweans in the country. We don't want to be here. We want to be in our country, but we are here because there's nothing in Zimbabwe. So that's why we continue to say, are not yet who we are not independent. The things that our forefathers and our mothers fought for have not yet been realized. One of the key things that we fought for the liberation struggle that sparked Murenga 1, Umvukelo 1, Chimurenga 2, Umvukelo 2 was the land issue. But how many people, how many Zimbabweans benefited from that land program? We have ZANU-PF and their colleagues owning 2, 3, 4 farms, and everyone else is still away. So we haven't realized what our forefathers, what all those comrades fought for and died for. And that's why we should continue as Zimbabweans to fight for taxation and ensure that Zimbabweans have got jobs, Zimbabweans are going to different schools, and in our hospitals we have medicine, we have equipment, we have everything that we find in other countries, Mozambique, in Zambia, in South Africa, you know, please, that are at par with us. So let's continue to fight, and the biggest fight that we have now is to ensure that people go and register to vote, and we all turn out en masse in 2023 to remove this government.
Yes, thank you very much, Let's turn to Bongi, our other guest that is in here. And Bongi is working in Botswana. Bongi, zwino lapha ke umabaza. Esithi ngcono usidingele umsebenzi. Ngcono ukhande umsebenzi ubuye eZimbabwe. Kambe kuyenzakala khona xa sikhangela wena.
Kuyenzakala lokho ngoba lo bangaze ngidinga umsebenzi noma ngaze ngifuna ukuzothengisa. Leleyo mali yethu eZimbabwe ayithengi kwamanye amazwe. Bazofika bethenge ngayo ngapha. Ngingathenga ngayo sokumele ngiyenzeni mina, sokumele ngihlale phansi, ayikho into engizoyiwoda khona ngapho ekhaya ngaleyo mali. So asikho isidiyo sokuthi ngivule i-business ngibuye ekhaya. Kuzokufana lokuthi ngiyadlala nje. Angeke ngithi ngibuya ngizothengisa izinto zami zithengwe ngamangambeni kuthiwa ama-RSTG. And then i-RSTG alithengi ngitsho lakuliphi ilizwe, lithenge ekhaya kuphela. So I think they have to kufaka lathi imali yethu engathi levalu ezakwazi ukuthenga kwamanye amazwe. Lathi ukuze sikwazi ukuthi siwode kwamanye amazwe sibuye sizothengisa kithi engqimbe singaphila impilo engcono.
Kodwa kuyenzakala yini ukuthi uphile impilo engcono? Kuyini ongakukhuthaza ukuthi uhulumende akwenze bonke? Ufuna ukubona kwakho?
Mina into engicela kakhulu yimali njengathi levalu ukuthi beyenze la imali engakwazi ukuthenga kwamanye amazwe. Yiko kungathi maybe kungathi unceda lalo bathi abesibhoda jumpa siyenza, but at least kuya kule mali yethu lathi abantu abazosihlonipha ngayo. Ngoba lapha kwamanye amazwe bazabe sitshela ukuthi lisebenzisa imali yethu ye kwathini kwathini vele babekhuluma into ezinjeni. So sabe singela lathi ukuthi singathini.
Ye, siyawuza kakhulu Bongi. Ngibambe khonapho ngayikhathana. So Dr. Mabaza, what Bongi is saying is that Zimbabwe should fix the economy, like, you know, the money that is being used, the currency that is being used right now, RTGS and others, says you cannot use that in any other country except Zimbabwe, you know. So opening up a business is something that is very difficult for her in her position. So she says, understand her very well that she is in a fix right now. So what's the best way for Bong going forward?
Just to understand one point, the first point we need to all understand is every country's money does not work in another country unless the country is allowed to do so. The Botswana pula does not work in Zimbabwe, does not work in South Africa either. You cannot buy with a British pound in America. So every country, its own money works in its own country. So Bongi must understand that Zimbabwean RTGS only works in Zimbabwe. So she has to come to Zimbabwe to do that.
But the US dollar, the rand, the pula, they work in Zimbabwe, right?
No, it's because we have adopted a multi-currency, but any other country which has only multi-currency, they only use their own currency. So we cannot say Zimbabwe and RTGS does not buy in Botswana. Yes, it is because Botswana does not have multi-currency, even pounds, even US dollar does not work in Botswana. If you want to use that money, you go through the foreign exchange rules of that country. So the fact that the RTGS cannot buy anything outside the country, that is the purpose of monetary policies the world over. So we cannot then want Zimbabwe to do those wonders. But what I was saying is I'm going to respond to Mr. Nunes, who was shaking with anger in his own confusion. We must understand that Zimbabweans abroad, they must have a sacred obligation and a responsibility to build their nation, not to castigate their own country. They must have an abundant zeal to love their country, to protect their country, to talk good about their country, and to come up with ideas to develop the country. The country cannot be developed by being angry and just saying we are not free because of ABCD, which is nonsense. Zimbabweans, we must know, like what the president said today, that by 2023, Zimbabwe is on a course of achieving over $12 billion in mining industry only. And that means by next year, there will be a lot of jobs for Bongi, a lot of jobs for Jokora who wants to go home, a lot of jobs for people who want to go home. Yes, jobs are there. We are creating them. Yes, let me tell you, the world has become a global village. Here in England, Zimbabweans are not the majority. The Nigerians are the majority, but they are the richest in Africa. Go to South Africa. Zimbabweans, they are believed to be the majority because they do all the jobs they want to do. But the majority migrants in South Africa are Nigerians. But Nigerians are not suffering like what we say. So every world, every country you go to, there is a foreigner. The world is now meeting together everywhere because it has become a village, which is called a global village. So it is not a proof of bad governance of Zimbabwe that everybody in every country tries to go wherever they think, because the grass is always greener that other side. And that does not mean your side is not green. And again, it is not the right thing. The simply thing that if you can't get a job, it is because the government is not giving a job. There are so many people who can come and start jobs. You can, when we say start, be self-employed, we are not simply saying come and sell. The problem we have, most of us, is we think business is to sell and buy. There are so many things we can do. We can start business. She, Bonnie, is already equipped. She can come back home and start a business of cleaning into the houses, asking people to bring their children to his house and look after her house and look after them. She can start a cleaning company. She has already had experience of that in Botswana. So she can do it when she's a master of herself. When people come to her and pay her, when people leave their children at their house, when people come and say, Bonnie, can you clean our house? She can clean 10 houses a day and make so much money. That can be done. We can be innovative as Zimbabweans. We don't just sit down and wait for government to do something. It is a shame that we have got a bad party like Triple C with a big man like Sekou Toure here who believes just the way to be spoon-fed by government. Everybody in the world is not employed by his government. Some people are employed by private companies. Some employ themselves. Some employed by their parents. We can go and make Zimbabwe work by being home. And do exactly what can be done, which is legal. We don't have just to go home and wait in a queue for the government to give us a job. Government have got some areas which they can employ you. There are some areas which they cannot employ you, so you have to be employed by private companies. You can employ yourself by other countries who run their businesses in our countries. And as we have said to you, that the mining sector alone is going to bring us about 12 billion by 2023. And look at that. Recently, our country, we assumed the vice chairmanship of both Kimberley Process Certification, talking about diamonds, and we will be the chairs of this by 2023. And still, it means our diamonds are now getting into the market. So we are going to be having more fortunes coming up to Zimbabwe now. And what we are saying is, this is all because of the cleverness, because of the astute wisdom of our president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. So what we are saying is by 2023, all these problems will be gone. And vote for ZANU-PF. Look up to ZANU-PF. This independent must tell you that 42 years will put a full stop. From next year upwards, ZANU-PF must be given a chance to show that we can be better than what we've done wrong.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Let's bring in some people who are actually at Baba Free Stadium just to hear their views on some of these things that people are talking about here.
Mandlovu, ndingantshela ukuthi inkinga abane selibhekane nayo lifika lapha eBaba Free Stadium.
Le nkinga ungangeni phakathi nemfuzo obukela ibhora zakatshana egwami.
Ngisinetha Khalifani Fusgen, sinetha wabobulawayo. Ngize lapha njengokusazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu selile minyaka engu-42. Manje ngithi ngizozwa ukuthi umongameli usiphatheleni ngayo le 42. Sengizwile abantu esitrasheni bethu kunzima badonsa akhadalana. Manje ngithi ngizwa ukuthi umongameli yena uthi isolution yokudonsa kwabantu nzima kanje ikuphi, kuzoyenza njani?
Lithini ngokuyenkwehluleka kokungena kwabantu phakathi?
Ukuhluleka kokungena kwabantu phakathi kubonisa ukuthi abantu abayenze le nto bebengakwazi lokuthi abantu bazoba baningi, bazoyenza njani abantu masebe baningi. Sebevalela abantu phandle, ngihamba le ZDC khona la, i-ZDC la isivaleliwe phandle. So kuthiwa gate to gate, umuntu engihamba layo ngumuntu obheka i-signal. I-signal ingawa kutho ukuthi ikhantri yonke ayisozibone ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Ibizo lesifomo
una ngothula lokasiziba mama
bakasiziba, ndingantshela ukuthi dubo banele ibhekane nabo ngesikhathi lizothakazelela uzinse lapha ewayine Baba
Free Stadium. Okay, inkinga ekhona bekucabanga ukuthi thina sizothakazelela uzibusa ngithi but uzibuso wakho ngona uyabuswa akutsho ngizibuse uyabuswa yena uzibuso wakho so hayi manje manje yafika ngoba nasikelwa ngisikhathi ukuthi mele sifike isikhathi bani sizokwenzani senzela ngisi but manje sokuzima ukuthi nasingene ngapha singene stadium lo celebrate lelo birthday lelizwe elelizwe silitshelwa ukuthi li-birthday but kulibona kwakhona ukuthi i-birthday fana nzima nzima ungathi kuthanda ukuba nzima ngoba manje anisithi sizokholisa ngisi but manje sivalelwa phansi ngobani abaphakathi ngabangapha abaphakathi bavela ngapha abaphakathi babisiwe
ngabakhona ba
babisiwe balekiwe so hayi rabi
akulalaba
akwenzakale okwenzakalayo yikho kukhona akuna nto esingayenzi yikho kukhona akuna nto esingayenzi.
So those are some of the people, Marvelous, that wanted to get inside Papa Fish Stadium, but they didn't manage to do so. And most of them, they were saying they'd gone there to watch the Highlanders. They're not talking about independence. One of them, when he was asked about independence, he ignored the question altogether. So it meant that there could be some challenges here and there. So let's bring in Mr. Sokora and then Mr. Ngobe, then we'll conclude our shows. Gentlemen and ladies, we're going to give each one of you only 1 minute to answer this question. Is it okay for Zimbabweans to celebrate independence? Mr. Kora, go ahead. 1 minute in English, 1 minute in Shona. I'm telling you.
Again, Tangenda and Abtintura Satawa and Mamavaza, Tingari Gera Mavaza, Yakuzonia Piravan, Pan, Nanyara and Tura Mavaza, Tatarika Kudakuvara, Satawa and Avoni, Kuti Maria Zimbabwe, Aitenge. Aina zvaino kwanisa kuita iyo vanga vachitaura kuti rand ari kwanise kutenga ku South Africa ku America kana ku United Kingdom manyepo rand rako katakura unoenda naro ku UK wopinda mubhanga wotopiwa mari imomo mapounds wototanga kushandisa izvi hazviti zvimwe chete nepepa redu rinonzi bonds rinenge ratofanana nepepa remutoilet nokuti kana wapinda naro muAmerica ukapinda naro muUnited Kingdom haukwanise kuenda mubank uchinopiwa mari inoshanda kuti ukwanise kutenga. Saka vamavaza ngavarigedze kuya vachinyepera vanhu. And he also
yes, and then my question.
And then he also used the word nonsense on Triple C and on the citizens of Zimbabwe. What is nonsensical, Dr. Mavaza, is a government that is looting people's resources, is a government that gets millions of dollars from donors from Europe, from America, from the United Kingdom, to put money, that money in hospitals, and then they loot. That is what is nonsensical. And then coming to your question, yes, we will celebrate independence just for the part that people died for it. You know, people like Josiah Magama, Tongo Gara, Joshua Ngomo, and many others that shed their blood for this independence. But we will not celebrate what is there right now because there is no independence at all. We are not independent. People who are 5 million people who are outside Zimbabwe will tell you that they are not independent. And the 10 million people that are in Zimbabwe, that are suffering in Zimbabwe, will also tell you that they are not independent.
If you give a politician a mic and then say 1 minute, it's going to be 2 hours. So
we are not yet.
That, Mr. Nzube, I'm off channel. 1 minute.
Yes. Thank you, Mavaza, and his party should provide the 2 million jobs that were promised in 2018. Then I would say it is okay to celebrate independence for those who are free and independent. It will be okay for them to do that. But for those like me who are not free, who are not independent, it will be foolhardy for us to celebrate our own demise. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Bongani Dube.
Thank you.
I'm independence. 10 seconds.
I mean independence. I eco babutube. No.
Yes, I was going. Thank you very much, Mr. Mabaza. Celebrating independence, good idea, bad idea. 10 seconds.
It is a good idea. It shows that we are Zimbabweans. It brings our Zimbabweanship and being Zimbabwean. And every person celebrates his birthday. So our nation must celebrate its independence. And we must celebrate it together with the party which has been ruling us since independence because it's the best party ever.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mavaza. On that note, we come to the end of the program today. We should thank all our guests today. That is Dr. Mavaza, Dr. Mr. Sokora, Ms. Bongi, Bongani Dube, and Tanta Moses Dube, Ngobe. Sorry, Mr. Ngobe. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
and I'm marvelous to Sangania here in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.